lifestyle. It's the bachelor lifestyle. Can I sleep for a minute? It's my first impression, Rose. Brian Beck, the Jay Stewart, breaking down all the shows. It's the Bachelor on ABC with Chris Harrison. You crying in a limo sent home. How embarrassing. The most dramatic ever. And that's what we like. Play your cards right. You might end up on paradise. Here's the keys.
Hello,
and
welcome.
The fancy suite.
We Rose are back. You can sleep with your third from the BallerLifestyle.com. You are listening to the Bachelor Lifestyle Podcast. Off-season edition. When last you listened, and I bet you the famous, the well-known Bachelor Report, which I've heard about a lot on this show, which is a two-minute segment on someone on a sports radio talk show, I bet you they're not giving you off-season Bachelor updates. And also, I bet they didn't have in their finale of their finale episode for Joey Graziati's season, I bet you they didn't have Reality Steve like we did. So if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to that one. Reality Steve joined us to wrap up what was one of the better seasons of The Bachelor and kind of maybe gives us hope for future seasons, because it's, you know, it had been bad for the previous several seasons. A lot of stuff to talk about in off-season Bachelor news. And of course, I'm not going to do that by myself, although I could very easily. But I'm not going to, because it's better if I do it this way with my dear, dear friend, the great Jason Stewart. Jason, how are you?
Hello, everybody.
Right.
Let's take care of some business.
Oh, a little house. We're doing some housekeeping.
Yeah. A little housekeeping.
You're going to drop. You're going to drop some names?
Because, you know, as we enter the off season,
that's right.
You know, in the history of this podcast, we've never done off season podcasts, but the demand has been so outrageously high.
That's true.
For some content, like,
that's right.
People on their commutes to work, people on their right. family vacations, they need their Bachelor Lifestyle podcast.
I don't know about you, but I have been inundated with requests. Hey,
yeah.
When are you guys need to do something, even though there's no Bachelor on? When are we going to hear something on the Bachelor Lifestyle? And here we are.
Yeah, the first ever off-season Bachelor Lifestyle podcast. And it's That's because true. Of you listeners, really.
It's
the
true.
Demand has been so high. I do need to take care of a few of our listeners. Now,
okay, here we go.
We're very familiar with Jonesy. You know, the head coach at Santa Ana College. He's a avid listener.
Have you given him my squat, bench press, and deadlift maxes?
Yep. He said you could probably start. If you made it out to tryouts, you could probably start.
Right. I'm a linebacker. I could stunt the A gap 100%. And I still have some eligibility.
Linebackers are full. He's looking for like a backup punter.
Punter? Come on. No, I want to play. H-back.
Oh, okay.
It's line me up in the backfield and get me on that wheel route, okay? I can run that wheel route 100%. I got great hands.
It just sounds like you're throwing a bunch of football terms out to prove that you know football. You said linebacker.
Yes.
You said linebacker, and then you said A-gap. Halfback.
A-gap.
And then you said H-back. Wheel route.
Yeah. Wheel route.
H-back and then that's wheel route. Yeah.
That's the extent of my football knowledge. Right there, you busted me, Jason. Good ear.
We'll see what Jones.
Did you use your good ear for that? Because you did have a good ear right there. Great job.
No, yeah, I was. Okay. I used all my good ears.
Great.
So you know, we got Jonesy on the lawnmower right now.
Yep.
Listening to the pod, he's happy that we're doing an off-season pod. Then we got at Fox Sports Radio. We've got Rich Davis of Covino and Rich, who
great
listens,
guy. Buddy of mine,
and. He says he wants to be a guest on our pod, and we're going to indulge him
absolutely
on our next offseason pod.
100%.
Lorena, technical producer at Fox Sports Radio, she loves the pod. She watches the Bachelor, and then I just came across another listener, and that's the crazy thing about doing something like this. You never know who's listening. The producer of many a Lifetime movie that I acted in.
That's right.
Stan Brooks.
Brooksy. The Godfather.
No one ever calls him Brooksy. That's not his nickname. His nickname is Da Godfather. Mm-hmm. If he was playing hockey, his nickname might be Brooksy. They have very lazy nicknames.
That's true.
Yeah, Stan Brooks listens to the podcast. I didn't know that.
That's great.
I went to a Dodger game with him on Tuesday or Monday, and he's like, "Hey, I listen to the podcast, even though I don't watch The Bachelor." And I said, "You're not alone. There are a lot of male listeners who don't watch the show at all, but just listen to us." Now,
should we pitch Da Godfather a buddy cop Lifetime movie featuring the two of us? Hold on, we'll have to flesh this out, because it'll have to be Christmas related, and somebody's coming home from Christmas and they've left a small town and they've moved to the big city, but they're coming home and they're going to reunite with somebody or meet for the first time, maybe somebody that's going to make them question their choice to leave their small town and head to the big city to work at that greeting card firm.
Now, it sounds like you're naming all the Hallmark movies. Now, you're confusing Hallmark with Lifetime. I mean,
that's true.
Lifetime has a little edge to it. There's always a touch of domestic violence. Lifetime movies.
That's true.
Women are the victim. Men are often evil. That's the Lifetime brand.
I believe a former partner of mine used to, or still probably does, host a Lifetime movies podcast. And I definitely appeared on one where we discussed the Amanda Knox story starring Hayden Panettiere, which was fantastic. And then I believe I had you on that podcast with me to discuss. Was that that same one or was that a different one?
Completely unfamiliar. I never did any Bachelor or Lifetime podcast.
Maybe we just talked about it. Okay. Well, I'm digressing.
So Stan Brooks was telling me that, he's busy. He's got a lot of projects in the works, not only for Lifetime, but, a lot of Amazon, some other streaming content. And he also mentioned that the number one movie on what's the streaming option that I always pump up?
Tubi.
You think that I'm
everybody
being,
knows. Everybody knows it's Tubi.
Tubi. The number one movie on Tubi for many months was The Capture of the Green River Killer, which I have a prominent role in that.
There's no way that's true. He's just being nice to you, dude. It's impossible.
If you think about it, who walks around saying we were number one on Tubi? I mean, if it's either true or it's not. That's not really kind of a bragging standpoint. So.
But he's saying that to you, and then he's running into somebody else who he did some other Lifetime movie with, and he's like, "Hey, Jamie Lynn, like, so good. Been a while. FYI, and you probably don't even know this, the Heidi Fleiss movie that we did, number one on Tubi. It's the number one movie on Tubi. You, Robert Davi, and, of course, the great Jason Stewart. You guys killed it in that one."
Robert Davi. Yep. Stan Brooks proceeds to tell me that his kids, his two sons, they're 20-somethings, they're Gen Z, they're making a killing doing this. And I'm so envious. I'm often looking for the side hustle, as are you. Yep. We both have full-time jobs, but we're both looking for some.
Yeah, I might be looking for the front hustle pretty soon. So yeah, I'm with you.
If our listeners go to phonycontent.com, and it's phony, phony, phony content.
Do you think
they're big on
that? Is how you spell phony. So it's what I don't.
Phony.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Yep. They're big on Snapchat, but they're also very prevalent on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. And I told him, I said, you guys don't even have an X option, which tells me I'm very old because I use X a lot. And his kids are like, and
by X, you mean X? Twitter?
You know,
you're talking about Twitter?
Yeah, the former Twitter. But phony content, follow them on any of these platforms. It's just hilarious shit. They do kind of like real-time text messaging and it's genius. They have they've got a ton of followers. So they've got like 60 million subscribers. But I just wanted to let our listeners know that The Godfather, anyone who knows me knows Stan Brooks, his sons are making a killing. And I would go right now and follow these guys. They're really talented dudes, and they've got a lot of good content.
Okay, I'm attempting to right now, but it's as I'm a boomer, it's and technically not.
If you go to funnycontent.com and go to the bottom, you can just click on any of the options you want to watch their content on.
Oh, okay. I've clicked on Instagram. So basically, I follow them on Instagram, and then there's a show on Instagram. Look, I see you follow. I see you and your super hot girlfriend, Christina, both follow Phony Tech. So I'm going to follow it too.
I got her hooked. It's very, very creative. I'm very jealous.
I'm into it.
So props to Stan Brooks and each of his sons for making a killing on that. And I'm hoping that maybe they sliced me off a little of the profit that I just gave them.
Well, let's make something for it. Let's you and I come up with a concept and pitch it to the Brooks boys.
No, I'm sure they're looking for ideas all the time. Yeah. So we have to do a collab, you know, as they say in hip hop.
Yeah, I got it.
So let's start the off season.
Are you done with your shout outs, by the way? You're done with your shout outs because we had Jonesy.
I think so.
We had Lorena, Rich Davis from Covino and Rich, buddy of mine.
Yep.
And then also Stan Brooks, Da Godfather. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Did I miss anybody?
That's it. Do you have any shout outs yourself?
I don't, but I'll try to come up with some for next week.
That's great. No, great contribution. So, what about Guru?
Guru Stu?
Yeah.
He's a buddy of mine. Hey, Guru. Guru. I'm not sure he listens, but yeah, Guru, buddy. Love you, man. Good guy.
Wait a minute. I thought he hit us up on Twitter saying, like, what is this bachelor report? Where could I find this bachelor report? Was that him or is that somebody else?
Oh, no, you're probably right. And embarrassingly, I like that you called it Twitter. You misspoke because you've been calling it X, which is, I think you do just to annoy me. But you called it Twitter. I took Twitter off my phone. So I'm not, check Twitter maybe like every couple of days. So if you're trying to get a hold of me on Twitter, you're just going to have to wait longer because I just don't go on there very much. So Stu, here's how you find it. And Stu's got the backline number. So you know what I'm going to do? When we post this show tomorrow, I'm going to send Stu a text and be like, hey, here's what you're asking for.
But wasn't a Guru, didn't he post his poker recently?
Yeah, he's a poker player. But like I said, I'm not on Twitter or as you call it, X.
But he's a big poker guy, right?
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Okay, because he posted on, I think it was Twitter, that he was in a tournament and he showed a picture of his chip stack and it was bountiful. I'm wondering how that turned out. Because as you know, I'm a big poker guy.
Well, you want me to link him up to you in a group chat? He's an Android guy like you. You want me to link you guys in a group chat with your green text together and you can ask him about his poker?
Hook me up on Android. And by the way, it's not going to be green anymore because
I heard about
since
this.
Our last podcast, the American government, our Congress is going to no longer allow Apple to discriminate against Android. So
insane. Yep. Absolutely insane. Okay, fine. So what's going on in the Bachelor world as you fumble with your microphone?
So we did not watch this series. So I think we have an interesting angle on this. Because
tell me,
we didn't watch it. The Golden Bachelor launched simultaneously with, I think it was Bachelor in Paradise last fall or last summer, and we chose to do Bachelor in Paradise because that's our favorite franchise. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise.
And we've learned that Paradise has been subjugated. It's been shelved. in favor of Golden Bachelor. Hey, nobody wants this, okay? And I get, you know, they got there. It was pretty popular for the one time run, but I guarantee you, season two not going to be as popular. People do not want to see old people, and they do not want to think about them having sex. Sorry.
The conclusion that you and I came to, and you came to it later than I did. I almost called this, almost from the minute it was started being promoted, I was like, wait a minute. You know, these are the elderly. These are our grandparents or our parents, actually. And there isn't a lot of fodder for making fun of old people. Like that's not our lane. Like that's not our brand. And then it just took off like a wildflower. I think it was the highest rated Bachelor franchise since like some of the highest rated Bachelor shows. And, you know, you and I kind of missed out on it, but I don't think we did, because in a lot of ways, this has become the biggest sham of any of the shows that we have done.
It's true.
I mean,
yeah.
This was wildly popular. All we heard the entire time was how many people were tuning in, how it was genuine, how it was sweet, how the love was legit.
Yeah.
And then we find out last week that exactly 3 months after they got married on TV at, you know, all-time ratings, got married on TV in January, they went on Good Morning America and said, yeah, we're going to dissolve our marriage after 3 years. After 3 months, I'm sorry. 3 months.
Yeah. I want to talk about this, but I want to confirm that you said the Golden Bachelor took off like wildflower.
No, wildfire.
Oh, wildfire. Okay. All right, my bad.
Yeah. Because wildfire spreads fast.
It does. It does. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wildflower, I want to say Wildflower is one of the Cult's really good songs.
Oh, it is. Off the album Electric. I believe it's the opening track to the Cult album Electric.
Oh, my God.
Cult, one of my all-time favorite bands, Jason. Very nice pull. Absolutely.
I spent many an hour in college listening to that album and Wildflower.
Yep.
Oh God.
It's a banger.
The bass, the multiple guitar tracks, the drumming, just an amazing song. Wildflower.
Great album. Beginning to end. Now people are sad about this Golden Bachelor thing, but this is an awkward proposition. This is an unlikely pairing. When these people make it, and there's been a few, I'm thinking of that zero Sean Lowe, low energy Sean Lowe energy. Yep. He married that chick, and they're still married. There's a few, Trista and Ryan, Jason Melnick, and somebody, I think. There's a few that have gotten together and stayed together. But just because these people are old, and they are old, just because they're old, people expected them to just fall in love and stay in love. She lives in Jersey. He lives in Indiana. And it didn't, you know, they tried to force it. It didn't work out. The Golden Bachelor's Jerry, I think they call it Gary, but that sure looks like Jerry to me, G-E-R-R-Y. I've always said that's Jerry. But I think they call him Gary. Yeah. The Golden Bachelor's Gary Turner and Teresa Nist shocked Bachelor Nation last week with the news of their divorce, and fans are now starting to think the separation had something to do with Teresa's job. During an interview on the Dear Shandy podcast, at the end of March, Turner, 72, and Nist, 70. Just imagine that, though. Like, we're supposed to picture them having relations. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want a show about that. I watched that first episode and it was so sad. They were all so old and they had to stay up so late. You could see the light, the morning light from them being up all night on that first night. And I'm like, I can't watch this. I can't watch another minute of this. Shared a hurdle they were facing in their day-to-day lives, which was, in Nis's words, related to her job. I still work, so that's the hurdle, she said. The financial services professional admitted that she told her employer prior to going on The Bachelor last year that she'd be back in 2 weeks. When I went on the show, I'm a very, very loyal person. I had no idea what lay in store for me, that I would be on the show for so long, she said. I honestly thought, oh, let me get through the first night. So here's the issue. She can't pivot to being an influencer because she's too damn old. And no offense to, you know, we're all getting older and that's okay. But there's not a big market for vintage influencers. So she's got to go back to toiling away in some office. And Jerry, we know he's retired and also a part-time handyman at his lake house in Indiana. It's just not going to work out. The chasm is too wide. You know, you got to pick somebody that lives near you. That's the issue, right, Jason?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've done your homework. And by doing your homework, it sounds like you've read one article. They went on Good Morning America last Wednesday. And Jerry, when asked why they're dissolving their marriage, says, "The thing that strikes me the most in our conversations since we were married in January is it's been how dedicated both of us are to our families." Yeah. So we look at these situations and I think that we just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart. Total bullshit. I mean, we didn't watch this season, but reading the quotes for the reasons why they chose not to be together, it just sounds like utter bullshit. Like, it sounds like the same shit that 20-somethings and 30-somethings have been using for years on this show. Like, so all of a sudden, you realized that families were important to you?
Yeah.
I guess you spent the entire season talking about how dedicated you guys were going to be to each other.
Has family ever been important to someone on The Bachelor?
Right.
I mean, this is news to me.
It's like, Whenever someone goes to like a safe thing, like if I bring up families, nobody's going to question us. It's kind of like when Steph Curry brings his daughter to the press conference after a loss. Like, you're not going to be able to be negative with him. So, like, I thought that this just reads like bullshit. We didn't read the season, but from what I have gathered, I guess that hit piece that you and I have mentioned, and that I guess Carbone mentioned, Reality Steve, when he came on the show, that Jerry embellished his resume. I guess he said he was a restaurateur, and the truth was that he owned like a hamburger stand until like 1989.
So, that's not really a restaurant sales guy, but that's not him embellishing.
It's fine.
That's the production embellishing his resume because they got to make these guys look more attractive. It's fine. Who cares? That was a hatchet job. Fine. By the Daily Beast or whoever it was, Hollywood Reporter.
We thought it was a hatchet job, but I will say this. He also embellished about his dating history, and everyone on the chat rooms, Reddit and Twitter and all this, they're saying, look, that information came out after the final rose on that show, and that had to impact Teresa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So Teresa goes on Good Morning America, and guess what the interviewer asked her? Like, what about all these revealings in that Hollywood Reporter report? Did that influence your decision at all? And she's like, no, he told me everything about it before we got to this point, which I think that's bullshit. I really do. I think kind of reading the tea leaves here, and you know me, I'm not so much about what happened. I'm into like how it's been covered since. It sounds like Gary.
You read between the lines. Yeah.
Right. Gary/Jerry is a shyster. I think he.
Wow.
I think he doesn't know. He confuses the truth from what's not the truth. He's a kind of a pathological liar, and that he's been caught in a lot of things. And so, I guess the woman that he did not choose, who you've accused of sleeping with Prince. I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact.
I've accused. But, no, she said that on the show. I fucked Prince.
Oh, okay.
I'm Leslie. And
he told
Prince used to rail me. I'm from Minneapolis, and Prince used to rail me back in the day, and he wrote a song about me. I watched one episode. And personally, if Prince was getting balls deep with me back in 1981, that would be my first line of my resume too.
So respect. He actually wrote "Little Red Corvette" about her because she had red hair. Teresa.
No, it was a different song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it was a Raspberry Beret. Maybe he wrote Raspberry Beret about the Bachelor subject.
Hey, look, could have been a B-side. Prince had a lot of bangers.
Remember the quirky thing about the Raspberry Beret chick is that she went in through the outdoor. So that person that finished number two on that show, finished runner-up, he told to her point blank, "You're my forever."
Yeah.
You're my person. And then he chose the other person. So,
oh, is that true? I thought you didn't watch it. How do you know this? You went back?
Again, I do my research, and I've been listening to podcasts, and it just sounds like Gary/Jerry, he's got an issue with the truth. And this can't come down to we just realize our families are important to us. Like, you literally con the world into we're getting married in January on live TV. And I'm sure there are financial incentives in that. There's a lot of like shady shit that goes into it. I don't know shit about shit, but this all just reeks. It's kind of like the Shohei Ohtani interpreter story.
Epic.
I don't believe a word of the official story. Something's up. Like, something just doesn't add up.
I mean, right? we don't need to debate it here. But the federal government has charged Ipe. Like,
I mean,
resulted in charges, like federal. Yeah. Charges against this Ipe dude.
You're talking about the same federal government that charged Lee Harvey Oswald with acting alone.
No,
we're supposed to believe that he acted alone.
I get what you're saying. I just don't know that there's much in it to cover up for a Japanese import baseball player, but I'm here for it. Like, I would like that to be true. I haven't seen the evidence, but maybe they're gonna seal the files for another 80 years, like they did with the Pfizer preliminary trials data.
All I know is that I've been to Dallas. I went up to the book depository that's been turned into a museum.
That's right.
And, there's no way he acted alone. I mean, I just eyeballed the thing, and there's no way he made three shots, including the magic bullet.
Right.
But anyways.
Back into the left. Back into the left.
Yeah.
Back
that's a,
into the left.
That's a very extreme tangent. But my point is.
I'm here. That's why people tune in.
My point is the story doesn't add up. Nope. Something happened between these two that forced them to get divorced just 3 months after a marriage. Now, I will give Good Morning America credit for this. I think her name is Juju, the person that did the initial issue.
Interview. She Asian?
Yeah, she's Asian. Yeah.
I'm familiar with her. Do they still have that little wee George Stephanopoulos on there?
Yeah. Yeah. He skews a little left.
That guy stacks some chips. That guy was the press secretary for Slick Willie back in the day, and he parlayed that into being on Good Morning America every day, which is like probably a $10 million a year job. Good for him.
He's 5'1".
Definitely skews left. Yeah, that's neither here nor there, Jason.
But I'm just my final thoughts on Gary/Jerry and Teresa is that look, your story doesn't add up. Credit to Juju with Good Morning America for saying
Smith Schuster.
Juju
Chan. It's Juju Chan. Yeah.
Yeah. Who also, Juju Smith-Schuster on the same week was caught putting on Instagram a picture of his crank.
His penis.
So it's really? a big week for Juju's.
Wow. You have got your ear to the ground, so to speak, Jason. You know so much information here.
You didn't see the video about Juju Smith-Schuster?
I haven't been on Twitter.
Well, I mean, it's on Instagram and the internet, so that's not really an excuse.
That's true.
But so Juju asked them, like, I mean, 3 months after you're married, I mean, couldn't you just like pretend for a few more months? And Gary/Jerry is like, no. I mean, we're 72 years old. I mean, we don't have a lot of time here. It was just. I walked away from that interview, again, doing the research here. I walked away from the Good Morning America research thinking something just doesn't add up. And the official story is not the real story, as usual with these stories. And just like Juju pointed out, like a lot of the listeners are going to be disappointed because you inspired a whole generation of people who gave up on love. And now 3 months after your wedding, you're getting divorced, and they're like, "Oh no! We still love each other. You don't give up. We still love each other." And it was, man, it just seemed like a made for TV bullshit exercise.
Fake. Yeah, there's, you know, they probably had a commitment to stay married, a contractual obligation. Yep. To stay married or together for a certain length of time. They've satisfied their commitment and now they moved on. You know, that's, hey, whatever. Good for them.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, as you pointed out, we're going to sacrifice Bachelor in Paradise for the second iteration of Bachelor, Golden Bachelor. I just have a feeling it's going to lose steam. This was kind of like the Caitlin Clark of reality TV. This was kind of a one-off. And then after this one little moment in time, we're not going to really pay attention. So.
No. Look, you and I are early adopters in the not paying attention world. We didn't give a shit about the first one. We saw this. We saw this coming from a mile away. I said, are we going to cover it? And you watched it and you're like, it's impossible. And I'm like, okay, let me take a look at this. And of course I watched it about a week later because that's what I always do. And it was horrendous. I could barely stomach one episode of that. People watched a whole season. This man had Sonnen in his hair. He was using Sonnen. Do you remember Sonnen, Jason?
Sure.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, people used to spray a spray in their hair. And then they'd go lay out and they'd also pour all over their bodies. They would pour baby oil and they'd go to get tan and get their hair blonde. And then their hair would turn orange, just like Jerry. Jerry's a Sonnen user at the lake in Indiana. And I saw through him from the jump. Was never a Jerry guy. Was never a Golden Bachelor guy. Never will be. Unless they bring back my guy Velvic.
Interesting that you make this point because one of the reasons given for the Golden Bachelor divorce was she's in New Jersey. So she kind of likes the urban kind of you could walk anywhere type of atmosphere.
Oh, who doesn't?
And like he's more of the Midwest lakeside guy. And that was another contention like that added to this. But again, these all seem like very trivial excuses. I think there's something much more deep, much more insidious that the Bachelor franchise won't acknowledge because they don't want to tell everybody that their show is a huge fraud.
Absolutely.
And that's why podcasts like ours, you know, we've been called the great white shark in a sea of bachelor podcasts.
It's true.
That's not an accident. We have teeth and we're going to see through this shit. And I'm saying the Golden Bachelor was a massive fraud.
Huge.
That a lot of people fell for, and now it's being exposed.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's high time. What else happened? I feel like we got enough show
We do. We do. But could we touch on just momentarily?
Yes.
Charity's new boobs.
Hold on. Let's play. I have here Charity's big announcement. Came out this week.
Yep.
And this is, this is where we're at with Gen Z, where it's like, hey, by the way, I need to go live for this. This back in the day, we had a little humility, you know? We weren't just like, yeah, maybe you could tell, obviously, if you saw us walking around, but we weren't coming out and making big announcements like this one that Charity made this week.
Here really quick, beforehand, to kind of just clear the air and talk about what I was in recovery for. There has been a lot of speculation and
should be said she's in her bathroom, but she's lit herself with a ring light. So she's like, oh, look at me. I'm just going live real quick. No big deal. We know what you're doing. This is planned. This is orchestrated. This is, and it should be said, this is a deal. She made a deal to do this, which good for her. Get your bag, or in this case, bags.
And also a lot of you all have reached out to me specifically sending really encouraging, uplifting messages, checking on my well-being and not even knowing what was going on, which I truly, really do appreciate. It just obviously shows your sincerity. But for those who just also didn't know what was going on, that's fine too. But no one obviously knew.
Oh my God.
And here I am to talk about it. But before I dive into that, I just want to kind of preface like this entire conversation and video with like, I want to be the person that when you look at me, you see someone who's being transparent.
Jason, just quickly, I would like to quote the great dear departed Tom Petty, who once said, very eloquently, don't bore us, get to the chorus. I mean, this chick is going on and on and on. And
I thought you were going to say the great Tom Petty said, American Girl.
Is that one of your signatures?
Fast Times, Ridgemont High. Yeah.
No, that's from, that's not what that's from. It's from Silence of the Lambs.
American Girl is from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It is not. You're thinking of, Jackson Brown. You're thinking of Jackson Brown, somebody's baby tonight.
Hold on a second. Before we get too far from this, American Girl by Tom Petty is in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Each of our listeners are going to verify that, fact check it, and then tweet us.
It may be in it. I don't recall it being in it, but it's known for being, it's the signature song from a little movie. Well, that's not the signature song because they have that Goodbye Horses for Buffalo Bill, but the opening sequence is American Girl by Tom Petty in Silence of the Lambs.
Wow.
In the conversation and normalize.
What? Say again?
I think Fast Times, but okay. Could we
tweet us? Tweet us on X. X us.
I need to insert, it is amazing what Gen Z can do with fairly like mundane procedure. Like breast implants are so common. And Charity is going to kind of live TikTok this. She was screened for breast cancer and they're taking the cancer out. Like she's going to live TikTok this, like a breast implant is some major operation, which it's as rudimentary as like filling a cavity.
She had an elective cosmetic procedure. Mm-hmm. My man, Jason Stewart right here was deaf. My man, Jason Stewart went deaf and had to have a robotic ear implanted into his head that he has to learn to use just so he can communicate with the world. And this chick is being dramatic that she got, you know, a couple extra CCs thrown in, which good for her. Like, I'm no shame in that.
Are you insinuating that her implants were done on the house as long as she live tweeted and mentioned?
A deal was made.
Experiences that we or so many of us go through, but we feel like we can't talk about, or it's like out of fear of judgment. God. And I'm the first to say, like, I was very fearful of that, but it's 2024. And if you ain't living your life for you at this point, I don't know what else to tell you. It's the biggest lesson that I've learned for myself. So with that being said, I was in recovery because I got my girlies done. I'll show them off a little bit. They are 1 week post-op, as you can see.
Haven't settled yet, I would say. They're sitting up a little high.
Even if I turn to the side a little bit, it's like, whoa! Like, it's still, like, in proportion with my frame. Yeah. I'm very petite and tiny, so I knew that going in, and I was like, I don't want this to be like...
It looks like a full C to me. Could be D.
And just I need to make this point. She's petite and tiny.
Yeah.
As if both of those words don't mean the same. She's petite and tiny.
Jason Stewart hates redundancies. Yes, I agree. So good for her. She was recovering. People were wishing her well. Blah blah blah. She's had breast implants. She had made that announcement this week.
Charity was, you know, we covered her entire season, and I honestly, you're better with names than I am.
Okay.
And Reality Steve is better than names than both of us.
Well, it is his job.
Can you tell me who won her season?
So, no, I couldn't. I remembered it was the big African dude, but I've seen it in this article that I've been reading from.
Very tall African guy who was very sweet. I really liked him. No, I don't remember his name.
Dotun. Yeah. Dotun. He's very tall.
Something tells me that this was not a Dotun desire. No. In other words, she's been wanting to increase the size of her breast for quite some time.
Yep.
She was waiting for the time when she could be a major contestant on a TV show, parlay that into social media influence, and then leverage a plastic surgeon
to
give her implants so she can mention it for free.
Yeah. I would happily do this, by the way.
You would get breast implants yourself?
Well, no, but if I had any kind of juice, I would be doing brand deals left and right if I were her. So no shame on Charity. And look, I'm not an implant guy myself, but that's just my own personal preference. All kinds of natural. They're all beautiful. But implants also beautiful. Good for her. Happy for her. Happy for her announcement. Now, Jason, we got a couple more things to hit on, but I feel like we've hit our sweet spot of
we've already done way too much. We want to give our listeners for now. And then next week, Rich Davis is gonna join us.
Yeah, next or in 2 weeks. More. I say we come back every other week. What do you think?
Okay.
I'm going to do every week.
Okay.
It's kind of a lot. It's kind of a big commitment when there's no actual Bachelor on. And, you know, we want to give them the juice. We want to be able to really come with the heat. Well, so we'll see. Either next week or 2 weeks from now, check us out. There's going to be more off-season Bachelor news to discuss. But I think we gave it to him good this week. For Jason Stewart. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been the Bachelor Lifestyle from theballoflifestyle.com. We will see you next time. It's the Bachelor on ABC with Chris Harrison. You crying in a limo sent home. How embarrassing. The most dramatic ever. And that's what we like. Play your cards right. You might end up on paradise. Here's the key to the fantasy suite. Balls deep so you can sleep with your third or fourth girl in a week. We making a connection, we falling in love. We chilling in a mansion outside the hot tub. We starting in LA and then we travel the world. We toasting champagne, we got 32 girls. Who gets a hometown and who's the most hated? Who had the best date and who's getting eliminated? We always speculating like you wouldn't believe, but I cheated.
logged on to Reality Steve. So it's the bachelor lifestyle, we living it. Yeah, it's the baller lifestyle, we living it. Yeah, it's the bachelor lifestyle, we living it. Yeah, it's the baller lifestyle, lifestyle. Yeah, it's the bachelor lifestyle.